Hello, everyone. So, I have been in consideration of the fact that I've authorized myself to have nurturing sex independent of the sexual deep distress of my childhood. And I can assure you and reassure you that none of my survivor concentrated XXX has anything to do with the reenactment of the sexual anguish of the rape culture of my boyhood. I can guarantee you those things now and forevermore. So now that we have fully crystal cleared that up, let's talk about who and what is Antonio's yes list and no list when it comes to on camera and off camera coitus, vocabulary word for sex. For starters, I could not sleep with someone that is racist, that's ageist, that's ableist, that's a colorist, that's sexist, that's a viewpoint discriminator, that's a texturist, that's a lookist, a rankist, that's into heightism, that's into sizeism, that's into speciesism, that is into sexual orientation discriminating, that is into gender identity discriminating, that is into sex characteristics discriminating, that's into sanism, that's into caste systems, that's into classism. I also could not sleep with those who are into communism, those that are into treason, those that are into organized crime those that are into sedition, those that are into insurrections, those that are terrorists, those that are rebel forces, those that are separatists, those that commit crimes against humanity. And those that are child abusers of all kinds, and those that are adult abusers of all kinds. And to make it more about sex in this case, my no list are sexual narcissists, sexual psychopaths, sexual sociopaths, sexual psychopaths, sexual sadists, sex criminals, those that are rape culture enthusiasts, body shamers, sex shamers, slut shamers, prude shamers, kink shamers, consent shamers, personality shamers, temperament shamers, those that are unhygienic, those that don't do personal grooming, those that are sexual control freaks, those that are sexually reckless, those that don't practice self-care, those that are assholes, those that are shitbags, those that are evil, those that are toxic, those that are difficult, those that are negative, those that are violent, those that are murderous, those who steal, those that are deadbeat, absent parents, the type you gotta take to child support court, those that are cheaters in relationships, the type that will kill you for your life insurance policy money, and those who have untreated mental illnesses, the ones that don't ever get help for their mental disturbances. That's pretty much my no list. Wow. My yes list is very simple. Those that don't abuse, don't misuse, don't those that don't do debasement, those that don't do degradation, that those that don't do desecration, those that don't do injuries, those that don't do damage, those that don't do harm, those that don't do hurt, those that don't do wrong, those that don't do injustices, those that don't insult, those that don't do mistreatment, those that don't do violations, those that don't do malevolence, those that don't do mishandling, those that don't do mismanagement, those that don't do pollution, those that don't do defilement, those that don't do deviancies, those that don't do perversions. Those that don't do fascism, those that don't do authoritarianism, those that don't do totalitarianism, those that don't do autocracies, those that don't do dictatorships, and those that don't wiretap you without your permission, and those that honor privacy and confidentiality. My yes list is also composed of harm reduction, do no harm types, live and let live, teach their own types, the golden rule, silver rule, platinum rule types, they judge you by the content of your character and not be the private life police types. To those that are well-rounded, well-balanced, well-adjusted, well-unified types. Those that are not too much, not too little, just right types. I must say that I don't sleep with those who stink. I don't sleep with traitors. I don't sleep with irresponsible, unaccountable people. I don't sleep with people who have collapse boundaries and rigid boundaries. I don't sleep with those who lack work boundaries, aesthetic boundaries, unconditional boundaries, spiritual boundaries, intellectual boundaries, emotional boundaries, physical boundaries, sexual boundaries, romantic boundaries, academic boundaries, career boundaries, work boundaries, recreational boundaries, experiential boundaries, financial boundaries, cultural boundaries, racial boundaries, social boundaries, interpersonal boundaries, psychological boundaries, environmental boundaries, reproductive boundaries, animal boundaries, equal boundaries, human boundaries, and political boundaries too. I don't sleep with know-it-alls. I don't sleep with pseudo-intellectuals. I don't sleep with people who allow their wounds physically to be unhealed. I don't sleep with people who allow their wounds on the inside of their hearts to be unhealed. I don't sleep with self-destructive behaving people. I don't sleep with extremists. I don't sleep with addictive personalities. I don't sleep with people who are always late. I don't sleep with people who hold everybody else up. We're doing the right thing and they always want to bullshit. I do sleep with no-nonsense, anti-bullshit, anti-horseshit, anti-dogshit people. I sleep with those who have wisdom, clarity, discernment. Logic, rationality, and reason. I sleep with those who are of integrity of substance, of noble character, bubbly personalities who light up the room. servant leaders. Those who are heart-centered, person-centered, and soul-centered, and mind-centered regarding themselves and others. I sleep with those who are realists, pragmatists, and of practicality. I don't sleep with those who are of perfectionism, fatalism, tribalism, cronyism, clanism, nepotism, pessimism, cynicism, nihilism, stoicism, negativism, reclusion, separatism, escapism, and elitism. I definitely do need to say this. I don't sleep with people of salaciousness nor sensationalism. I don't sleep with people who are a bunch of blabbermouths. They'll tell everybody everything. I figured out that I don't sleep with people who don't know anything about stimming and self-stimulatory behavior and sensory toys and stress balls and comorbidities and sensory needs and sensory processing and sensory sensitivities and sensory sensibilities. You know, I couldn't sleep with anyone who rejects neurodiversity, neurodistinct, and neurodivergence. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I am able to easily forgive others. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I am conscientious, reliable, and honest. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I am enthusiastic and that I have a propensity for obsessive research, thus developing a broad and deep base of knowledge and subjects of interest. That's something I do. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I am free of prejudice. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I am intelligent and talented. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I am not inclined to be fickle, nor a whiny crybaby than my neurotypical counterparts. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I am more likely than those of the general population to pursue a university education, which I do have a bachelor's degree. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I am not inclined to lie to others, not even myself. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I am not inclined to steal from others, not even myself. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I am not a bully, not a con artist, and I am not a social manipulator. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I am not motivated by an intense social drive to spend time with whoever happens to be available. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I am persistent, and when I set my mind to something and make a promise, I can usually be trusted to follow through. My on-screen partners like the fact that I am unlikely to launch unprovoked attacks, verbal or otherwise. My on-screen partners like the fact that I am untainted by the judgments that people often make regarding one another's social position or social skills. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I am very accepting of the quirks and idiosyncrasies of others because I accept my own quirks and my own idiosyncrasies. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I bring a highly original perspective to problem solving. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I am selective, choosing honest, genuine, dependable people who share my interests. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I bring up a variety of interesting facts. My on-screen partners like the fact that I can listen to people's problems and provide a fresh perspective. My offering peer assessments based on the information provided. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I can recall fine details that others miss. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I can relax and I am myself without fearing social censure. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I don't attack the reputations of those around me. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I don't discriminate against anyone based on race, gender, age, or any other surface criteria. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I don't force others to live up to demanding social expectations. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I don't have hidden agendas. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I don't play head games. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I don't take advantage of others' weaknesses, not even my own. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I don't usually recognize hierarchies, and so I am unlikely to give someone superior status simply because that person is wealthy or has attained a high position in an organization. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I have a good work ethic. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I have a lot of passion when I'm engaging in activities I like, which may translate into my talent for certain athletic pursuits. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I have a tendency to adhere to routines. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I have above average intelligence. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I have an acute sensitivity that supports creative talents. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I have an exceptional memory. My on-screen partners like the fact that I have extreme endurance. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I have high integrity. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I have no interest in harming others, not even myself. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I have talents for swimming, rowing, running, bodybuilding, and other activities that require sustained physical effort. Non-screen partners like the fact that I have values that aren't shaped by financial, social, or political influences. My on-screen partners like the fact that I judge people based on their behavior, not the color of their skin or socioeconomic status. My on-screen partners like the fact that I like to spend time alone and I am perfectly capable of entertaining myself. My on-screen partners like the fact that I loathe small talk and trivialities, preferring instead, in my case, to talk about significant things that will enhance my knowledge base. My on-screen partners like the fact that I make a very good employee if I'm able to control my pace and my work within either a solitary or socially supportive environment. My on-screen partners like the fact that I pay attention to detail. My on-screen partners like the fact that I stick to my position even in the face of intense social pressure. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I tend to become proficient in the technological media required for lucrative employment in the information age. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I tend to prefer individual sports to team sports, as there are no social demands and I can exercise complete control over the activity. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I develop an interest in sport or fitness, and I'm likely to work at it every day, often for long periods of time. My on-screen partners like the fact that I will not go along with the crowd if I know that something and or somebody is wrong. I have a neurodiversity strengths checklist that will pleasantly amaze my on-screen partners of the future. My on-screen partners will like my personal strengths. My on-screen partners will like that I enjoy working independently. My on-screen partners will like that I have a good sense of my personal strengths and my weaknesses. My on-screen partners will like that I learn from my past mistakes. My on-screen partners will like that I have persistence in carrying out assignments and activities. My on-screen partners will like that I am courageous in dealing with adversity and the unknown. My on-screen partners will like that I keep a personal diary or journal. My on-screen partners will like that I have a good sense of humor. My on-screen partners will like that I possess a sense of responsibility and accountability. My on-screen partners will like that I have strong opinions about controversial topics. My on-screen partners will like that I march to the beat of a different drummer. My on-screen partners will like that I handle stressful events well. I can be resilient. My on-screen partners will like that I have good character. I am of honesty, integrity, fairness. My on-screen partners will like that I have the ability to set realistic goals for myself. My on-screen partners will like that I have a sense of confidence or high self-esteem, healthy self-esteem. My on-screen partners will like that I have good self-discipline. My on-screen partners will like that I have personal ambitions in life. My on-screen partners will like that I display good common sense. My on-screen partners will like that I possess personal vitality, vigor, and energy. My on-screen partners will like my communication strengths. My on-screen partners will like that I explain ideas or concepts well to others. My on-screen partners will like that I ask good questions. My on-screen partners will like that I'm a good storyteller. My on-screen partners will like that I'm a good joke teller. My on-screen partners will like that I have good listening skills. My on-screen partners will like that I handle verbal feedback, especially negative feedback, well. My on-screen partners will like that I have good articulation ability. My on-screen partners will like that I'm able to effectively use nonverbal cues to communicate well with others. My on-screen partners will like that I am persuasive in getting someone to do something. My on-screen partners would like that I have good assertive skills without being pushy. My on-screen partners will like that I have emotional strengths. My on-screen partners will like that I am emotionally sensitive to perceiving the world around me. My on-screen partners will like that I have an optimistic attitude toward life. My on-screen partners will like that I can tell how I and others are feeling at any given moment. My on-screen partners will like that I can easily pick up on emotional states of others and not just myself. My on-screen partners will like that I'm able to handle strong internal feelings in a constructive manner. My on-screen partners will like that I receive gut feelings about things. My on-screen partners will like my social strengths. My on-screen partners will like that I have leadership ability. My on-screen partners will like that I have a good sense of empathy for others. My on-screen partners will like that I enjoy socializing with others. My on-screen partners will like that I am good at helping others. My on-screen partners will like that I am kind and affectionate toward others. My on-screen partners will like that I have at least one good true friend. My on-screen partners will like that I prefer work with others. My on-screen partners will like that I like to play board games and card games with others. My on-screen partners will like that I have skill in refereeing disputes, conflicts between persons, even animals. My on-screen partners will like that I am polite and have good manners. My on-screen partners like that I'm able to work out my own conflicts with others well. My on-screen partners will like that I work well in groups. My on-screen partners will like that I volunteer my time in some worthy causes. My on-screen partners will like that I belong to at least one club or social group of substance. My on-screen partners will like that I have a good relationship with at least one family member. My on-screen partners will like that I am friendly to others. My on-screen partners will like that I am good at sharing with others. My on-screen partners will like that I follow class rules. My on-screen partners will like that I have a good relationship with at least one teacher in my school. My on-screen partners will like that I have good personal hygiene. My on-screen partners will like that I trust others without being taken in. My on-screen partners will like that I am liked by my peers. My on-screen partners will like my cognitive strengths. My on-screen partners will like that I have good organizational skills. My on-screen partners will like that I have good study skills. My on-screen partners will like that I am able to use cognitive strategies, example, self-talk and solving problems. My on-screen partners will like that I am able to pay close attention to details. My on-screen partners like that I have a good short-term memory and a good long-term memory. My on-screen partners like that I'm able to think ahead. My on-screen partners like that I'm able to become totally absorbed in an activity. My on-screen partners will like that I can easily divide my attention between two and more activities. My on-screen partners will like my cultural strengths. My on-screen partners will like that I've traveled to other countries. My on-screen partners like that I speak more than one language. My on-screen partners will like that I am tolerant of others who have cultural, ethnic, or social differences. My on-screen partners like that I have pride in my own cultural, ethnic, and racial background. My on-screen partners will like that I like to find out about historical events around the world. My on-screen partners will like that I enjoy learning about different cultural traditions. My on-screen partners will like my literacy strengths. My on-screen partners will like that I enjoy reading books. My on-screen partners will like that I have good reading comprehension. My on-screen partners will like that I enjoy doing word puzzles or playing word games. My on-screen partners will like that I am a good writer of one or more genres, example, poetry, stories, reports, letters. My on-screen partners like that I'm a good speller. My on-screen partners like that I have a large vocabulary. My on-screen partners will enjoy listening to my on-screen partners were like that. I enjoyed listening to audiobooks and to someone telling a story and reading out loud. My on-screen partners were like my logical strengths. My on-screen partners were like that I have done well in science class. My on-screen partners were like that I can estimate things easily. My on-screen partners were like that I enjoy working with numbers and statistics. My on-screen partners were like that I am good at solving math problems. My on-screen partners were like that I have a chemistry set and other science kit that I work with at home. My on-screen partners like that I have an interest in astronomy, chemistry, physics, and biology. My on-screen partners like that I enjoy logical number games and puzzles like Rubik's Cube or Sudoku. My on-screen partners like that I can easily calculate numbers in my head. My on-screen partners like that I have visual spatial strengths. My on-screen partners like that I have an aptitude for fixing machines. My on-screen partners like that I like to create three-dimensional structures with building materials. My on-screen partners like that I am good at doing jigsaw puzzles and other visual puzzles. My on-screen partners like that I am able to read maps well. My on-screen partners like that I report being able to visualize images clearly. My on-screen partners like that I get information more easily through pictures than words. My on-screen partners like that I am sensitive to the visual world around me. My on-screen partners will like my physical strengths. My on-screen partners like that I have a good sense of balance. My on-screen partners will like that I learn material best when moving around. My on-screen partners will like that I like to ride my bike, skateboard, and other self-powered personal vehicles. My on-screen partners will like that I'm good at playing team sports like baseball, soccer, basketball, and football. My on-screen partners will like that I'm good at playing individual sports like tennis, swimming, gymnastics, and golf. My on-screen partners will like that I'm in good physical health. My on-screen partners will like that I like to dance. My on-screen partners will like that I'm physically strong. My on-screen partners will like that I am a fast runner and I have other athletic abilities. My on-screen partners will like the fact that I like to dance. I do weights, aerobics, jogging, treadmill. My on-screen partners will like that I have good physical endurance. My on-screen partners will like that I have good physical flexibility. My on-screen partners will like my dexterity strengths. My on-screen partners will like that I have a hobby building model cars, planes, ships, and other similar projects. My on-screen partners will like that I display good handwriting. My on-screen partners will like that I like to juggle and do magic tricks. My on-screen partners will like that I enjoy handcrafts like knitting, crocheting, embroidery, and needlepoint. My on-screen partners will like that I like to make things with my hands. My on-screen partners will like that I have good tactile ability. My on-screen partners like that I enjoy arts and crafts like origami, collage, and paper mache. My on-screen partners will like that I enjoy woodworking, carpentry, carving, and metal work. My on-screen partners will like that I have good eye-hand coordination. My on-screen partners will like my nature strengths. My on-screen partners will like that I have good rapport with animals. My on-screen partners will like that I'm good at taking care of plants in the classroom at home. My on-screen partners will like that I'm sensitive to weather patterns. My on-screen partners will like that I take care of a pet at home or at school. My on-screen partners will like that I'm concerned about the welfare of the planet. I'm ecologically minded. My on-screen partners will like that I like to go hiking and camping in nature. My on-screen partners will like that I enjoy studying nature, example, insects, plants, birds, rocks, and animals. My on-screen partners will like that I like to hunt and fish. My on-screen partners like that I have a good sense of direction. My on-screen partners like that I
have musical strengths. My on-screen partners like it. I am sensitive to the rhythms of music. My on-screen partners will like it. I enjoy playing a musical instrument. My on-screen partners will like it. I know the music and lyrics of many songs. My on-screen partners like to have a particular interest in one or more musical genre, example, rock, classical, jazz. My on-screen partners like that I enjoy listening to music. My on-screen partners like to have a good sense of hearing, auditory acuity. My on-screen partners like to have a good sense of pitch. P-I-T-C-H. My on-screen partners will like that I have a good singing voice. My on-screen partners like that I make up my own tunes and my own melodies with and without lyrics. My on-screen partners will like that I have high-tech strengths. My on-screen partners like that I like to spend time using computer, tablet, and smartphone. My on-screen partners like that I have a facility for playing video games. My on-screen partners will like that I like to surf the internet. My on-screen partners like that I know how to set up audio, visual, or computer equipment. My on-screen partners like that I like to text on the phone. My on-screen partners will like that I enjoy social networking, blog, website, social media. My on-screen partners will like that I enjoy using a still camera, video camera to record events or express myself. My on-screen partners will like that I have several of my own favorite movies and TV shows that I like to talk about. My on-screen partners will like that I understand at least one computer language. My on-screen partners will like my creative strengths. My on-screen partners will like that I express myself dramatically. My on-screen partners will like that I have a good imagination. My on-screen partners will like that I enjoy doodling, drawing, and painting. My on-screen partners will like that I like to act in plays and skits. My on-screen partners will like that I work well with clay and other forms of sculpture. My on-screen partners will like that I demonstrate creativity in one and more school assignments. My on-screen partners will like that I possess a love of beautiful things. My on-screen partners will like that I have ideas for futuristic and fantastic projects. My on-screen partners will like that I come up with ideas that nobody else has thought of. My on-screen partners will like my spiritual strengths. My on-screen partners will like that I enjoy meditation, yoga, and some other form of contemplation. My on-screen partners will like that I ask big life questions. Example, what is the purpose of life? My on-screen partners will like that I have a deep sense of wisdom. My on-screen partners will like that I participate in secular spirituality events. And that I have... And I build healthy coalitions with interfaith communities. My on-screen partners will like my philosophical attitudes toward life. My on-screen partners will like that I'm here for a purpose bigger than just myself. My on-screen partners will like my miscellaneous strengths. My on-screen partners will like that I like collecting things, stamps, coins, buttons, etc. Examples. My on-screen partners will like that I love to cook. My on-screen partners will like that I have a love of learning new things. My on-screen partners will like that I'm a good test taker. My on-screen partners like that I possess a good memory for nighttime dreams. My on-screen partners will like that I am curious about the world around me. My on-screen partners like that I have a good sense of time. My on-screen partners like that I manage my money well. My on-screen partners like that I have good fashion sense in the clothes I wear. My on-screen partners like to have good entrepreneurial skills, you know, starting my own business. So... I just learned something about myself. It's that I am a person of sociosexuality.
sometimes called sociosexual orientation. That's me, which means that I'm an as an individual, within the realm of individual difference, I am of the willingness to engage in sexual activity outside of a committed relationship. For example, when I feel like being monogamous sometimes, I have a more restricted sociosexuality. In that case, I'm more restricted sociosexually. In that case, I'd be less willing to engage in casual sex. In that context, I'd prefer greater love, commitment, and emotional closeness before my having sex with romantic partners. I say that because I have a monogamous side to me, as you all know that I am, and be amorous. Now, because I've been single all this long, all these years, all this time, I usually have a more unrestricted sociosexuality. That means normally I am more unrestricted sociosexually because I'm willing to have casual sex and I'm more comfortable engaging in sex without romantic love, romantic commitment, or serious relationship closeness. There's more. Because I have a porn star personality, as you already know, that means I'm reporting a higher self-esteem, my earlier age of first sexual experience, my greater enjoyment of sex, and my far greater number of sex partners than people who would never even contemplate starring in pornography. Yeah, I have an interest in having a variety of sexual partners. And because I'm extraordinary, I report that very high numbers of people are willing to be my sex partners. Even in my off-screen life, too. And I have very high ratings of enjoyment of sex for myself. I am high in interpersonal dominance, that is, I am socially bold and assertive. From my experience, that tendency was why I had many sexual partners compared to the people who were more on the submissive side. As a healthily dominant individual, I am clearly, obviously not shy about seeking out sexual partners, whereas submissive people from my experience tended to wait for others to seek them out. It's interesting, even when I was a young man, late teens, early 20s, I had very high number of sexual partners when I was submissive, as well as when I was dominant. That thought just came to my mind. Even though I'm high in sociosexuality, I tend to rate myself sky high in the traits of honesty, humility, and agreeableness. My sociosexuality does not make me a part of the dark triad, does not make me a part of Machiavellianism, does not make me a part of psychopathy, does not make me part of sociopathy, does not make me a part of narcissism either. I have no willingness to violate the rights of others, not even my own. I have no willingness to manipulate and use others, not even myself. I have no willingness to do narcissism, which is an inflated sense of one's own importance and superiority. I'm not high in these traits because I have a selfless attitude towards sex, combined with my willingness to be truthful instead of false. I'm not interested in flattering and controlling others into having sexual relations because I know that my smooth disposition and my soothing aura is usually how sexual relations tend to happen to me. I'm very social and warm-hearted by nature. I have a pleasant personality as well as a pleasant figure. I score very high in the trait of interpersonal warmth. That's why I tend to have more sexual partners than people of average warmth. I have a sexually promiscuous side of myself. In that case, I'm very warm in the way that I relate to other people. I'm not a cold individual because I do not see sex as a selfish act in which I have little regard for my partner's feelings. I have big regard for my partner's feelings, including my own. Because of the compound sexual trauma, I had multiple sexual partners as a way of avoiding commitment, definitely out of fear of mistreatment and rejection. Now, I have multiple sexual partners as a way of enjoying the variety of good-natured human beings, definitely out of courage, of well-treatment, and self-embrace. And embracing the greater good of others because I embrace the greater good of myself. I'm a warm individual because I have a more caring view of sexual interaction. And I actually desire to share compassionate love, compassionate intimacy, and compassionate pleasure with many different compassionate people. In fact, I tend to have the most sexual partners combined with my high warmth, with my high dominance. I'm not the cold, arrogant type. I'm the warm, ambiverted, omniverted type of person. I I have more sexual partners because of my being true to myself and my self-appreciation. I affirm my own sense of attractiveness without sex, which is one of the reasons why I tend to have sex. It's a source of healthy pride for me. Back then, in the trauma, I was having sex with people to affirm my own sense of attractiveness, and it was a source of pride. And sometimes I was submissive because I felt that sexual advances involved the risk of rejection. I didn't always have the self-confidence required to make them, but I was in a situation where women approached me more than I approached them. They pursued me more than I pursued them, so either way, I was going to have sex. That's the arrangement me and the ladies had, just telling you the truth. Because I have a porn star personality, as again, y'all know, I regard my ability to perform sexually on cue as of particular importance. My having a highly positive image of myself and my body is very helpful to me because I'm expected to fully undress and fully sex on camera. I have a streak of open nudity and behind closed doors nudity, and that work and that part of who I am allows me to freely express these aspects of my personality, and I am wonderfully praised for doing so. So, I have a secular spirituality that upholds me, and I uphold it. That's the extent that I feel my life to be meaningful. That's the extent that my personal beliefs give me the strength to face difficulties. That's my self-efficacy. That's my bouncing back when I'm under attack. I feel that my porn performing is because I'm just a natural beauty. I'm a health nut, so I have an exercise regimen, a eating right regimen, a drinking healthy fluids regimen, obeying my doctors and dentists regimen. I do yoga. I do Zumba. I even do Pilates. Plus, I love being a gym enthusiast, which is something I'm doing more of, actually. What I can say is that in closing, this is what the women told me. They said, Antonio, you have that triple X downstairs package. They said that's why you should do adult movies, because you're a porn star every time you suck and fuck. That's what they told me. It's not bragging, because I said that's what they told me. They were open about these things, so me being open about these things wouldn't be offensive to them at all. They wouldn't care. I know for certain. We've talked about it. And, trying to see if there's anything more before I go. Well, no, but I'll end on this note. My voyeurism is not a paraphilic disorder. My exhibitionism is not a paraphilic disorder. My nudism is not a paraphilic disorder. My naturism is not a paraphilic disorder. If anything, it's me engaging in survivor-centered exhibitionism, survivor-centered nudism, survivor-centered naturism, survivor-centered voyeurism, and survivor-centered socio-sexuality. I don't sleep with anyone that, even on camera, that rejects my demisexuality, my sapiosexuality, my being a sapiophile, my allosexuality. my hetero flexibility, my pansexuality. My sexual fluidity, my gender fluidity, and my being a bibliophile, and my being a travel enthusiast, so that's who the hell I am, and that's who the fuck I am, on and off camera. And I'm grateful that I have a wholesomely, unusually sky-high, massive libido. That is the ethical sexual promiscuity side of my temperament. Even when I'm in a monogamous relationship, let's just say that my sex drive is beyond the galaxies, residing in the cosmos.